Hello there, and thanks for joining me today on the Psychology Report. Serving the elderly. I'd like to speak about that today. You know, our population is growing older, and we are seeing now more people than ever reach and attain the age of 100. So we have these centenarians, but we have many, many, many more people that are living longer, and because of that, many of them need a little assistance and need help. And they rely upon family, they rely upon friends, they rely upon people they hire, different agencies, and rely upon churches to provide volunteer help and so on when that's needed. And obviously many of them go into a nursing home of some type, skilled nursing facility or assisted living facility or whatever it might be. But we have now an increasing need for people to serve the elderly, whether that be a volunteer or as a paid employee or a person that works for an agency that is assigned to a particular individual for home care or whatever it might be. There's all kinds of combinations of needs that the elderly people have and require assistance. And serving others is certainly a prime component of volunteerism. Now, serving others has a lot of advantages. There's a lot of benefits, and especially if you're younger. And I advocate that kids who are in high school and junior college and even in college years, that if they can, they have opportunity to serve an elderly person or work in a facility of elderly, such as a skilled nursing facility, or have opportunity to just volunteer at a senior citizens center of some type. To do so, because it gives you an opportunity to serve the elderly. And there's a lot of advantages that come from that. Now, that may not be a career opportunity for you. It may not be a career option. It may not be something you'll do very long. But a period of time of serving the elderly, I think, is a good thing, and there are certain benefits. Let me just walk through some of the benefits that can accrue from serving the elderly, no matter how it's done. Well, when you serve elderly and you sit and talk with them, you gain perspective. You get perspective on life from them. You know, they may have lived 50 years, 80 years, 90 years. And they can give you a kind of perspective of what life was like 50 years before and what it's like now. And that helps you maybe get up a sense of what life will be like 50 years from now. And what new things will be on the market and what new things will be done in our world maybe 50 or 30 or 20 years from now. So you get this kind of perspective from the elderly. And we sometimes as young people kind of forget what life was like 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 600 years ago. We kind of forget that. We just get so complacent in our world today and think that this is the way it has always been. Well, that's not been the case, obviously. So anyway, get perspective. Secondly is when you serve others, particularly elderly, you have opportunity to develop very special relationships. Elderly people are often lonely and in need of somebody to be a companion to them. And in the process of that, you form closeness, you form a bond, you form a deeper relationship that you can now share together for the next month or 3 months or next 12 months or whatever it might be. But in the process of serving, you learn how to come to know somebody, you learn how to build a bond with somebody, you learn how to develop trust, you learn how to develop deeper relationships, you learn how to talk, you learn how to share information, you learn how to ask questions, you learn how to just learn from one another. So serving elderly has a great opportunity for some special social skill development. Number three, when you serve elderly, there's an opportunity to learn about history. You know, here are people who lived history. They made history. They were in the process of experiencing history as it unfolded. That's priceless. And you can't buy that. You can't read about that. But you can ask about it when you serve the elderly. You can ask them their experiences as thing unfolded. You can ask them what it was like to be alive and well and functioning when the airplane was being developed, and when cars were being developed, and when the computer was being developed, and on and on and on. You can ask questions and learn about how history unfolds and how it unfolded over these years, and get that sense of history, get that sense of learning about history and knowing history in a very personal way. And every elderly person has a story to tell about their own personal development of history. Well, number four is, when you learn from other people, particularly the elderly, you learn to be flexible. You know, older people walk slowly, they think slowly, they act slowly, they make decisions slowly. They change the routines a little bit sometimes, or they have rut, they're caught in a rut of routine. They aren't very flexible, and you have to be very flexible. They're not flexible, but you have to be. So it's that important skill of learning to be flexible. Now, you can apply that skill throughout your life in a wide variety of ways, but learning it from an elderly person may be the best teacher, the teaching opportunity that you've had in this particular social skill of learning to be flexible, because in life we've got to be flexible. We have to roll with the punches. We have to roll with the opportunities. We have to roll with changes that take place in our life. And number five, is serving the elderly helps you develop faithfulness and persistence. And you get a perspective of what faithfulness and persistence really is. It's being there daily. It's being there on time. It's being there regularly. Being there so that people can depend on you and look forward to your being there, and you come on time. And that's very important to elderly people. Many of them live their whole life of being on time. Kids today don't have that same kind of value. But it brings meaning to family life. It brings meaning to relationships when you can develop that sense of persistence and that faithfulness and taking on a chore and a task and just following it up and doing it in a very faithful way. And you develop that skill as an individual of persistence. That's a great skill to learn. And this is one way to learn it. And the elderly people can teach you that particular skill. Well, you know, number six, serving the elderly provides opportunity for you to learn to help people who are helpless. You know, elderly people are not helpless, but they become helpless. Over time, they become increasingly helpless. And you have to judge. You have to learn how to help a little bit, and then maybe later help a little bit more, and then maybe help a little bit more. The idea is learning how much help somebody needs and providing that level of help that is needed. And then hearing the words of gratitude and appreciation, words of thank you. And those always go together. Helping somebody and then being told how much they appreciate the help that you have provided and be grateful for the help that you've provided. That interaction between helping and gratefulness, if you will. So learn how to help people who are helpless. You got to dig in deeper. You have to somehow be a little bit stronger. You have to be a little bit more persistent. You have to be a little bit more involved. But you can do it. You see? Well, okay, number seven is when you help other people, particularly elderly people, you learn the essence of compassion. You know, serving people cannot just be getting a job done or getting a task done, getting in there and getting out of there. But it's taking time to be compassionate, to be empathetic, to be caring, to listen, and to think with others, and to think through some situations, and to just be compassionate and caring and loving, you know, towards somebody who needs your services and needs your help. You know, compassion is a great trait, and this is how you can learn it, because later on in life, you'll have many opportunities to be compassionate to others, to demonstrate your level of compassion. Not just with the elderly, but people who are helpless and people who are disabled and people who rely upon others for whatever reason it might be. A level of compassion, the trait of compassion, is a great characteristic to learn, and you can learn it by serving the elderly. You know, and also, let me just say this, serving the elderly allows you to have opportunity to give back. You know, you benefit. As a young person, you benefit from the deeds and the actions and the contributions of our elderly population, our elder population. You know, they've all done their work. They've all contributed their tax money. They've all been part of the development of our country. And they've invested a great deal of time and money. And now you benefit from that. So this is your way of giving back to them something that they have given for you. Many of them served in the war, and they gave their life, or they nearly gave their life. They gave a great deal of their life. They gave a great deal of their time. And many of them were injured, and many of them were damaged in many different ways, so that you would have freedom, so that you would have the opportunity to go to school, or the opportunity to speak freely, or the opportunity for religious freedom, and so on. So when you serve the elderly, you have an opportunity to give back to people who have given you a great deal. It's kind of tit for tat, if you will. And serving is just another example of wholesome living. It's wholesome in the sense that you care for others, but you want to thank others, and you want to do something that will demonstrate that you appreciate what they have done for you and what they have contributed that makes your life that much better. So it's kind of like the appreciation award of the year. You get the appreciation award, but you, in that, you learn to be a generous, compassionate person who gives back, who shares with others what they have given to you and what they have provided for you. It's a very, very important aspect of relationships, and how it's not just taking care of our elderly. I mean, that's important. But it's allowing the elderly, as we take care of them, to be teachers once again. To be a teachers of compassion and caring and faithfulness and diligence. To be teachers of that. To be teachers of history. You know, to be teachers of social relationships and social skills. Teachers of listening and communication and listening and talking. I mean, elderly people can teach you a great deal. And you learn by serving. You learn by serving. And get in there and help. Get in there and do your part. Get in there and contribute to the life of an elderly person. Because you're going to be a stronger person because of it. You're going to be a greater person because of it. You're going to be a more educated person because of it. You're going to be a person who's more learned. You're going to be more informed about history and the world and the world in which you live, and able to move forward in your life with a perspective that otherwise you would not have had. So I recommend, take some time, make sure that your life has a little time in it somewhere where you serve other people, particularly you serve the elderly. Now, doesn't have to be somebody who's 90 years old, doesn't have to be somebody that's 60 years old, anywhere in between. Where there's opportunity to serve, opportunity to help, opportunity to be a provider, a helper in some format, do it. Because you're going to be greater for it. And that's the interchange. That's the tit for tat. That's the back and forth. It's like you gain more than you give. That's a great principle of life. When you give, you always get more in return. And appreciate that. Well, this has been the Psychology Report, and I have you with me. I recommend you go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Living Life at Its Best is a book I wrote, and I recommend that you take a look at that book. It might be a good book to read this fall. Not very long, and it shows you some of the areas of social intelligence that need to be developed, how to develop compassion, how to develop empathy, how to develop a sense of social responsibility and caring and sharing. So I recommend that book for you, Living Life at Its Best. And if you're a child or you have children, check out the book Kids Alive. Kids Alive. Check out the book Kids Alive. It's a great book to teach children values and morals, the meaning of certain words, the value of certain words, the value of living a life of interchange with other people verbally. So it's Kids Alive. So those two books I recommend to you, pick it up, booksbyhedberg.com. Okay, bye for now.